The Torah Kedosh begins Parshas B'chukosai Talechu. If you will follow the chukim, if you will follow the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we look at this pasuk, there's a question. The Torah wants to indicate and emphasize what happens and how it should happen, that we should follow the chukim, the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why does the Torah use the word Telechu, that to indicate that we're following what he wants us to do? And why does the Torah use the word Telechu, Lashon Rabbim? The Torah should say, in B'chukai say Telech, the Torah is speaking to each one of us and is telling each one of us that we have the obligation to do what we are obligated to do. So I saw from Reb Nachum Zev, the son of the Alter from Kelm. He says there were once two people sitting at the table. And a group of people sitting at the table. And everybody looks like the same. They're eating, they're talking. And then a number of people, all the people get up from the table to leave. And there's one person who remains at that table. And upon trying to understand why, they understand because all the other people, Baruch Hashem, have legs and they were able to eat and do what they had to do at the table. And when they finished, they got up and walked away. But this one person who remained at the table, unfortunately, had his legs amputated and he could not walk away from the table. He says that is the way we're supposed to look at young people. Young people spend their lives in yeshiva, in seminary, studying and learning. And when you enter into yeshiva, everybody looks the same. And when you enter into a seminary, everybody looks the same. When do people become differentiated? When do we see the difference between different people? We see it when they get up. How do they behave when they walk away from the table? And B'chukosai Telechu, the Torah says, when do I know who you are? It's Telechu, when you walk away from the safe environments and still act as a Jew is supposed to act. The Gemara says, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, K'sh'oisim R'tshoyne Shalmakim, when we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, Malachta nasas aidei acherim, others will do what we need done. Shenemar va'omdu zorim v'rot tzanchem. V'zman she'ein ritzayin oisim ritzayin shalmakim. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, malachta nasas aidei atzvam. Shenemar va'asafta d'ganecha. As Taisus, the pasuk of asafta d'ganecha is in the parsha that begins with the words v'haya im shemaya. If we'll do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So we're talking about a person who's oisim ritzayin shamakim. So why does the Gemara say that vasafta d'ganecha is referencing or speaking to a person that's ain oisim ritzayin shamakim? But there's a difference. There are people who are oisim ritzayin shamakim only when they're in the right environment. They're not able to do the Ritzayin Shamakim when he's on his own. He's like that person that doesn't have legs. The Gemara that differentiates between the Oysim Ritzayin Shamakim and the Ain Oysim Ritzayin Shamakim is the people who are able to be on their own and Oysim Ritzayin Shamakim are obviously on a much higher madrega. Much higher madrega than the people who are oisim ritzayin shamakim only when there are others with them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, in B'chukosai, I want you to follow my chukosai. But I recognize, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not always to be alone, easy to be alone. It's not easy to be different than everyone else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Teilechu, I give you the rabbim to help you. I give you the people to help you be able to do what you need to put you into the right environment. But it's clear that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to be able, as Yaakov Avinu said, in love and garti, v'tarig mitzvah shamarti, I was able to do the Targ Mitzvahs when I was in the home of Lovin, when I didn't have the environment of my parents' home, Yitzchak and Rivka, where I didn't have the environment of the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. And Lovin Garti, the Targ Mitzvah Shamati, the Loyla Marti, Mitzvah of Haroim. And that's what the Torah says. In B'chukaisai, I want you to do my Chukaisai, but I want you to Lechu. I want you to do it wherever you are. So we have this dichotomy. On one hand, it is expected of us that we should do the Ritzoin and Shamakim in any environment in which we find ourselves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does urge us to try to put ourselves into an environment of Torah, into an environment of Shmiras Torah and Shmiras Mitzvahs. And we see that in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us that every year, every Jew had to separate Ma'aseh Behema. One out of every 10 animals had to be brought to Yerushalayim. And we look in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Sin Samach Aleph. He says the Torah, when it speaks about this mitzvah, it says, Lo Yigoil, that you can't redeem the animal. The Torah itself wants you to take that animal to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. And the question is, why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to bring the animal to Yerushalayim? It's such a schlep. And just bring the funds. Because the Torah wants us to put ourselves into an environment of Yerushalayim. The Torah wants us to be in the environment of Yerushalayim, where in Yerushalayim, with the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of the people who live there and learned there, should have tremendous influence on us. But of course, the pasuk says, "Zecharti es brisi Yaakov, es brisi Yitzchak, v'afa brisi Avram Esker." So, of course, this pasuk is a difficult pasuk. Why are the others mentioned in reverse order, and Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram? And this is a pasuk that we find in the Teichacha, in the middle of the Teichacha, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us we will be punished for not having acted appropriately. This pasuk, which is a pasuk of consolation, that we are being told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember who we are, is how does that get in there? So the Dvar Magnet says there were two people that were both catched, they were both caught stealing, and they were brought in front of the judge, and the judge starts investigating and asking them, who, to each one of these thieves, who are you, who are your parents, where did you grow up? And they, two thieves, who had done their terrible act together, one got a light sentence and one got a difficult sentence. And of course, the question was, we both did the same crime. Why are we not getting the same punishment? So the judge says to the one who got the most serious punishment, I knew your parents. I know the home you grew up in. I knew your background. You have no right. You have no right to act that way. The other one, he said, his father was already a thief. He grew up in very difficult background. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Mil Teichacha. I have given you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wonderful avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I gave you wonderful avos. And as Rashi says, I didn't just give you Yaakov. I also gave you Yitzchak. I didn't just give you Yitzchak, I gave you Avram. And each one of them alone has tremendous schusim, that should influence how we behave. And if we don't take the wonderful opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to grow, then that's going to be on us. And that's why the Torah says that the pasuk of Zecharti in the middle of the Teichacha. But we also need to be able to use the background we come from, not just as that judge used it as a claim, It has to be a badge of honor to help us be able to move forward in life. The Torah begins, as we said, this week's parasha, in B'chukoysai Telechu. And the Baal Turim says, the word B'chukoysai Telechu, those three words stand for Ovis. In B'chukoysai Telechu, we have to go B'derech Ovis. What does that mean? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael, from the chart of the Rebbe Zitzal, says that a person, when he's mispalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, I'm such a good person, I've done such wonderful things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to my tefillas. Or a person could say that, I'm davening, I don't really know if I am worthy that you should hear my tefillas. But he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to my tefillah, b'schus avis. And we find that that was what the avis did. The pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was attacked by Eliphaz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avichu. You are the God of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, and this at the snare, is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Elokei Avicha. Klai Yisrael, as the standing by the Yemtsov, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak alai, why are you davening? And Rashi says, Kedai zechus avoseyem v'eminu v'amuna shamino bi. We had such wonderful zechus avos. And if we bear and we remember those avos, in b'chukosei telechu, we want to be able to be telechu, we want to be able to move ahead in life. What is the way we could be successful in Telechu and being able to move ahead of life? Is Avos, if we remember the Derech Avos. If we remember the Derech Avos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those Derech Avos will be here to help you and succeed in life. But if you don't bear those Avos of mine, those Avos become part of the Teichacha. We need to take the Derech Avos. The derech that we had from our forefathers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every Jew, that derech avos, that's chus avos, as he gives us so many other opportunities to help us grow in avodas Hashem, to be able to constantly be in b'chukosei telechu.